Should you get more holiday days if you're a non-smoker? That is exactly what one boss in Swindon has decided to do, and it's not just for the health benefits or to incentivize staff. He basically says he noticed how much time smokers were spending away from their desks throughout the day on smoke breaks. Let's speak to the commentator Tina Calder. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning.
And the former MLA David McNary. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Vinny.
Before we get started, would either of you like a Nolan Show calendar? Because there's a whole load of them and nobody wants them and they're sitting under my desk getting in the way. David, would you like one?
Okay.
I don't want to force you. Make sure we get his address because he doesn't... We'll send him five of them, one for each room. Tina, would you like one?
Oh, I'll give up pride of place beside my Nolan Christmas card.
Will you? Did you get a Christmas card? You're very lucky.
Yeah, very lucky.
Well, if you would like a calendar, then give us a call 03030 80 55 55, please, because I need to get rid of them and there's loads of them. So if you want one, give us a ring or text us 81771. How this will work is if you text between now and, I don't know, 10:15, text us your name and address and the word calendar and we will send you one. If your address is not on the text, we will not be sending you a calendar. Or you can ring us and come on air. Tell us what date you want to put in your calendar. Right, so this managing director, his name is Don Bryden. He said that he noticed his employees who smoke can spend up to an hour each day taking cigarette breaks. Meanwhile, non-smokers are sat in the office like lemons. They remained at their desks. It says busy here, that's debatable, and continued with their work. So what he's doing is giving 4 extra days a year off for non-smokers. Now, this has been described as a radical new policy. I wouldn't mind it myself. Is it fair? What do you think at home? Is it about time employers made a move like this? Tina, what do you think?
I think it's a brilliant idea. Weirdly, it's one of those things that as a non-smoker, I used to work in the hospitality trade just, you know, back in the day, and it used to really, really annoy me that I was working really hard and all these other people were like taking themselves off every hour or so, and they would get 10 or 15 minutes where they could just stand and chat and chill out, as I was getting stuck into the work. So it's always been a bugbear of mine that there is this kind of unfair advantage of being a smoker where people don't question.
You've heard the word addiction before though, Tina.
But, you know, I'm addicted to hoarding. And I don't have to take 15 minutes every couple of hours to go and do hoarding.
You're addicted to hoarding.
Yeah.
What do you hoard?
Well, I'm actually a hoarder in remission these days.
Is it everything, or are there particular like trinkets and stuff?
I used to collect little boxes and ornaments, and I now collect willow pattern china.
China. Your house must be like some of a Channel 5 documentary.
Pretty much is, but that's the thing. So I guess that it's addiction. I guess that there is lots of medical reasons why you can't have them sitting at their desk strung out, but I do think that it's really unfair for the people who don't have that time out. But then you could say the same thing about people who drink endless amounts of tea and coffee. You know, I don't really drink tea or coffee that much.
David McNary?
Look, Vinny, in a way there's a positive aspect to these smoking stories in that hopefully they'll have an impact on helping people kick this habit or not even start it. Can I make it clear, I'm not the smoker's champion. A Brexit champion, okay, but not smoking. And you know, Vinny, that on previous occasions I neither commend or recommend anyone to smoke. But I can't accept smokers or anyone else, for that matter, being treated unfairly.
How is that unfair? Surely it's unfair for someone that doesn't smoke that works an extra hour a day compared to someone that does, and they both get paid the same.
Well, it's fair enough to reward people for not smoking if that's what the idea is. But to pick on smokers is discriminating.
But surely it would be on smokers if you took their leave off them. So whatever they're entitled to, if they said, right, you're going to get 4 days less, well, what they're doing is they're incentivizing people to not smoke by giving them extra.
He might be able, and as a former employer, you know, are we reaching the state where somebody might be doing an interview for a job and offering a job and saying, you know, if you smoke, you really can't come and work here, or there are definitely no smoking breaks. But why doesn't he say that when you take time off for a smoking break, Well, you must make it up. If you have, I don't know, 10 cigarettes during your working day, that's 50 minutes. So you do an extra hour.
I would imagine, and I'm a former smoker myself, but I've not smoked for many years, but I would imagine that the smokers would rather that the people that don't smoke got extra leave than them having to stay later in the day. What do you think, Tina?
I'm not sure about that, but what about the rules of employment? I mean, where are we going with this? What about toilet breaks, comfort breaks, mobile phone calls? And of course, the BBC will know well about it. What about the skivers? At least if someone goes off for a five-minute smoke break, you know what they're up to. But are we saying, well, here we are now, we're going to have a skivers charter, just skive off, that's okay, but so long as you don't smoke, you can get this 4 days extra holiday. I don't actually see how this works. I wish the employer good luck on it, but is he going to have cameras on the smokers? Is he going to identify them? They're going to be given red cards.
What do you mean cameras on the smokers? If you're a smoker and you're a smoker and you take time out to go out for a cigarette, then surely that's all the evidence you would need.
Well, on the other hand, you're working outside, you're on the building site.
Yeah.
You're skilled at multitasking. I've seen people on the building site, the bricklayers, the digger drivers, the roofers or the joiners. They have a cigarette. They're smoking away and they're doing their work.
Right.
They're not losing any time.
Well, maybe they're...
Are you allowed? I don't know if you're allowed to smoke on a building site or, you know, on site anymore. I mean, I would assume that comes under the same legalities as smoking in a bar.
I have no idea. If you're maybe listening on a building site this morning, maybe you can let us know. I feel for you if you are, because it's horrible out there. But maybe that's different. What do you reckon, though, to what David is saying, Tina? Does he have a point?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that we have got to a stage where we are, as employers, and I'm an employer, we are very mindful of what our staff and our contractors need in order to have a fulfilled workday. And for us, I mean, they laugh at me because every now and again I come in with a bag of chocolate, you know, because sometimes you just need a bar of chocolate to get the day going.
Yeah.
And then there's
in the morning.
Well, I don't mind when they
eating chocolate in the morning.
But and then the other thing is, like, we would sit and we'd maybe have a bit of a chat and a bit of a gossip, but we all know when to go back to work, and they know not to push the boat out too far. And I mean, we don't have any smokers, so it isn't something that we need to worry about in our office.
Okay.
But I do think that it is time that we actually stopped giving people who have an addiction more leeway than the people who aren't, because what's happening is a lot of people can't get out of work to pick their child up, and they can't get out of work to go to the dentist or whatever those things are. And yet if you added up all of those smoke breaks, why couldn't they get out early?
You say leeway, right? But of course this can benefit everybody. So a non-smoker is going to be benefited because they don't smoke. But this is surely a great incentive, David McNary, to people that do smoke. We all know smoking is bad for your health. We all know the links with cancer, but many of us still do pick up a cigarette. So if someone says to you, you can have nearly an extra week off work every year if you give that up, surely that's a positive.
Well, I can see that. I can see that this employer is actually adding to his costs by giving his employees 4 extra days holiday.
Yes.
As opposed to those people who smoke. I can see that. I don't actually see it as an incentive. I see it as picking on the smoker. Fair enough to say, you know, you're all going to get 4 days holiday, extra holiday, because this company's performing well, because this company's profits are managing, and we can keep you all in employment.
All right.
Can't see employers, Vinny. I can't see the BBC, LBC, BBC. With Nigel Farage, any employer.
There's a wee shed out the back where all the smokers hang in BBC Northern Ireland, like a wee bus shelter. It's the most depressing looking thing you've ever seen in your life. And they huddle around in this wind and rain.
Well, that's
puffing
kind of
away.
By the BBC off its workforce.
What's wrong? A bus shelter?
Themselves putting smokers into a wee bus shelter.
All right.
All around.
David, thank you. Tina, thank you as well.